Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Mehilchus Shabbos, and we finished the Klal Tes. We're clarifying the halachas of Mekalkel. The concept of the Mekalkel is not a problem in and of itself. In other words, if you have something which is not one of the Lama Tes Malachas, but it is negative, it's destructive. For example, if you hold that Ein Binyan Mestir B'Kelim, the Malach of Boina does not apply to Kelim. So breaking open a keli to get to the contents is mekalkel, it's destroying it, is negative, but there's no malacha involved because the malacha of soyser only applies to structures which are on the ground, which are part of the ground. There's an opinion the Gemara holds ein binyan mestir b'kelim. The malacha of binyan, boyin, and soyser do not apply to kelim, they only apply to things which are karka. So breaking open a container, a can, etc., is the malacha of a soyser will not apply. It is a mekalkel, but it's not a malacha. So that's a whole different ballgame. That's not what we're discussing. We're discussing mekalkel in the context of one of the Lama Tes malachas. So therefore, if a person dries their hands on paper towels, thereby destroying the paper towels, they become wet and they rip, and the other person uses toilet paper. He's been mekalkel the paper, he's been mekalkel the paper towel, but that's not an issue. Person wipes their hand, they have dirty hands, they wipe them on muddy hands, they wipe it on a towel. So the towel is all dirty now, that's not a beneficial act, but there's no malacha involved. So all of those will not be problematic. So we're only discussing a scenario of mekalkel in the context of a malacha. Is there any scenario where mekalkel is going to be mutter? Normally we say mekalkel is potter, well, is there going to be any scenario where mekalkel is going to be mutter? So there are scenarios. We're discussing the concept of kareya, of tearing open something to get the contents. Kareya or me'apil chavis, the deceptive says a person tears open the leather cover of the chavis to get the contents. So he's ripping the ore. So one understanding is even that is a mekalkel, which makes it not a malach of the raisa. And for Torah Chachila, Chazal allowed that this is a drabonim because it's needed for Achila. The person wants to tear open a bag of cups to get the cups. The person wants to do kareya and all of those scenarios. That's going to be mutter to get something which is paper plates, cutlery, a cut tissue to use in the bathroom, and these type of things where there's a tzarech of getting them to be able to use them for a valid Shabbos necessity. So they were, because they were allowed the mekalkel because of the valid need. There are some scenarios where something might be considered a mekalkel. And at the same time, it's going to be a malacha. So we already mentioned the scenario of shechita. And the more is an interesting case, a person tears a bag on Shabbos, that he's chayiv kriya, one of his relatives died, one of the seven relatives that a person has a chayiv to tear kriya, a father or mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, and a spouse. And a person tears that garment on Shabbos in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kriya. So he's accomplishing the mitzvah, but there's no tikkun at all in the beged. The beged does not benefit from this action any way, shape, or form. Even in the scenario which we gave where the person's erasing, for example, a debt, there is a benefit of not having the debt written. But over here, the tikkun is totally outside of the item. He has a mitzvah to do. Or a person needs to instill fear into his family, and he takes a garment and he rips it to show how angry he is, even though inside he's not angry because the person should not get angry. But he needs to express the severity of the issue by showing that it's not acceptable to the point that he's physically angry. So the Mora calls it, he was doing it, the memory, Amos Alin Shei Beisei, to instill fear into his family. So the Mora says that case is not a mekalkel. because there's a positive accomplishment of what he's doing, even though the garment is totally shredded. You cannot use the garment anymore. There's no benefit in the art in the garment. So we do not find mechalkel in this scenario based on the actual results in the garment. We based on it in regards to the person's intent. Intention. He feels that this is a beneficial act overall. It's accomplishing something which he wants to accomplish, and that's called a tikkun. This other Rambam understands this halacha. Tosfos seems to understand it differently. So that halacha l'maaseh, a person needs to be in contact with a rav if he has any questions about mechalkel. Most cases of mechalkel are usur. Amir l'akum, b'mokum mitzvah, b'mokum hefsed, on mechalkel is going to be mutter. But what is a bona fide mechalkel, a person needs to clarify halacha l'maaseh. Have a good day.